Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Warwick Lodge, Míle Buíochas. Fears are growing this evening over the future of a Kerry nursing home after the HSE was forced to take control of the facility amid concerns about the governance and finances of the centre. It comes as uncertainty swirls around the sector more generally, with smaller nursing homes closing and 14 private operators having control of 40% of beds nationwide. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here, has been taking a look at this story. What's it all about, Barry?
Yeah, so from today, the HSE taking control of the Ocean View Nursing Home in Camp on Kerry's Dingle Peninsula. The nursing home had been a private nursing home managed by Apparee Living, but the Health Information Quality Authority, HICWA, cancelled Apparee's registration of the facility, arising from what it termed serious concerns about the governance and management of the centre and the impact on the care and welfare of residents. Now, this cancellation had happening in recent days, but concerns dating right back to September. That's when a HICWA inspection found that Apparee was inappropriately using residents' money to cover the ongoing costs of running the nursing home before later topping the accounts back up. And the HICWA said that the nursing home had a significant list of creditors, several of whom had refused to provide further services until they were paid. There were also concerns around governance and management at the facility, but no concerns in relation to the care of residents themselves. But it's understood HICWA inspectors in recent weeks felt these concerns hadn't been addressed adequately, and so they've taken the nuclear option of directing the HSE to take control of the nursing home.
And tell me, is this the first time, Barry, Apparee Living have been in the headlines?
It's not. The three nursing homes run by the company have had their registrations cancelled in the past in counties Waterford, Cork and Kilkenny. Two were closed while the HSE assumed control of the third in Kilkenny before a period of time, but was subsequently closed. Now in November, the group of 10 nursing homes taken over by a new consortium who said they would address concerns about the running of those homes, but efforts to contact the group unsuccessful this evening. But in a statement to Radio Kerry, Apparee saying they welcome the decision of HICWA to appoint HSE as operators, and unfortunately due to the corporate structure of the home on the Dingle Peninsula, it hadn't been possible to obtain the necessary funding to ensure the continued operation of the home and complete necessary works.
So what does all this mean then?
It all means for the 35 residents, it's a 35-bed nursing home, that the families of those residents are gravely concerned this evening. And Alva Keoghan, her father, is a resident there in Camp.
We know so little to feel something about. As of today, the HSE are the official provider for Ocean View, and it's an interim measure, and we don't know anything more than that. Everyone is full of questions. Everyone's full of uncertainty. I felt really slighted by the press releases that we did see, because I felt they didn't give an accurate picture at all of what's actually happening, which is the home is in a financial crisis. That's where the help is needed. The management itself is excellent, and I have been singing Teresa and her staff's praises like for days now, because literally they go above and beyond, not just for my dad, but for all the residents inside there. That there is this threat looming that we'll lose our care home that's been in this locality for 32 years. You know, 32 years. There's a lady, Mary, been inside working there for 28 years. It is a prime example of what we need, which is smaller homes within local rural areas. Yeah, I can't see what'll happen to these residents if they are scattered to the wind. I don't even know how it works. You know, when Dad asks me what's happening, I say, I don't know, Dad. I have no idea how we find the appropriate care for each of these residents.
And you visit your dad 5 or 6 times a week, isn't that right?
Yeah, and my sister also, she's down the road. What I mean by a local care home is, I mightn't just visit my dad, I might visit Nora, you know, who's my ex-neighbour. What you don't want happening, that these residents who have had these full lives, a lot of them in this area, are then packaged up as numbers and are sent to far-flung places where they are denied the kind of daily visits that people around here are able to do because it's so close. I'm not talking about these are great, amazing visits. Sometimes I might just pop over to Dad to watch, I don't know, a bit of snooker with them. But it's just that there's people coming in and out. I think what happens if you have these larger care homes in built up areas, people from the country, especially the peers of the residents, aren't able to find their way into Tralee, Killarney, Kenmare. There's a waiting list. It's fully staffed. How many places around Ireland can say that? I don't have answers. I just know it would be criminal to close this particular home.
A concerning time for families. Any idea what happens next?
None. I don't even know what the lines of communication is. So like we're just trying to glean little bits of information. But all I know as of today is it's officially under the HSC and it's an interim measure.
No idea when you will hear news.
No idea. We thought we might hear something today and we haven't.
And that's Alva Keoghan underlining really the importance of the local nursing home. What's been the reaction politically to all of this?
The local independent TD Michael Healy Ray says everything should be done to ensure this facility stays open, while the local Fianna Fáil councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald, here's what he thinks.
I'm hearing very, very strong concerns around the taking over of the nursing home at Kemp by the HSC. The families and the residents of the nursing home at Kemp have been very, very happy with the staff and the service that has been given to them over the years. But this news recently is very disquieting and upsetting and causing concern. Basically, you're talking about a change of management almost overnight, and that naturally raises concerns and fears for residents and for their families.
Fears for the future of the home.
Absolutely. Fears for the future of the home and its longevity. And you have a situation where a nursing home is going about its daily business. This bolt of lightning comes out of the sky. There are queries around finance and the financial structures behind the daily running of the nursing home. And that is bound to bring about great concerns for the people in the residents and their families around its future.
But on a wider scale, and given the number of closures of smaller nursing homes in particular, what do you think should happen next?
The whole issue of the financing of nursing homes. I mean, everyone lauds and plaudits the Fair Deal scheme. But my point around that is that I am wondering and putting it out there, asking, why is this so? Why would a nursing home find itself in a situation where financial concerns are being raised? Is it that tight? I ask, should the scheme be able to take adaptations and take alterations more quickly?
And that's Fionnán Fitzgerald. What is the HSE saying this evening, Barry?
A spokesperson for Cork Kerry Community Healthcare confirming how the HSE has been directed to take interim responsibility for the nursing home from today until alternative arrangements are made for residents. It says the HSE will now act as the registered provider, and that while it understands this is a difficult time for residents, their loved ones and staff, that it wishes to assure everyone that their focus at this point in time is ensuring the welfare of the residents at this private nursing home, and it continues to liaise with Apparee Living and HICWA as the situation progresses.
Barry Lenhan, thank you very much indeed.